Praise the name of the Lord. Here we are, 7:30. It's Friday evening. Just for a moment, can anyone remember where you used to be on a Friday evening? Well, I can remember where I used to be and what I'd be doing about this time, getting ready to hit the streets. And here God has done a wonderful thing. He has rescued us from our stuff, forgiven us and cleansed us, and brought us together from the east, west, the north, and the south. So it's just amazing, just amazing. Well, welcome to all of you, and thank you for joining us for prayer. This is an assembly of God's people for prayer. There are awesome benefits to being in the assembly of God's people. In so doing, one is positioned to be blessed in many ways. Now imagine for a moment how blessed it must be not to have the privilege of being numbered among God's people. So we thank you for joining us. We really mean that from the bottom of our hearts. And this makes us a powerful space of agreement for whatever God wants to do and say through us and because of us. So just in case you were not aware, your line into our program, our prayer assembly, is open, and you can be heard not only by us, but around the world. This program is being recorded so that people everywhere, far and near, have access to prayer 24/7, whenever they are. So I would ask if you would kind of mute any background noise, such as a TV. It'd be hard to watch TV while praying. We want to give the Lord that respect of our focused attention. I think he deserves that, don't you? And so it would be good for us to silence any other devices, because he is our king. And not only that, this is about him and not about us. That's why we are gathered. Otherwise, if it were about you, we'd be over to your house, at your invitation, of course. We'd be having dinner. But here we are in his presence, and he says, where two or three are gathered in his name, he's in the midst to bless. So while we haven't left out of our doors, out of our homes, yet there's an assembly, a legitimate assembly going on, and you are part of it, I'm part of it, and we all are part of it. And so for that I praise God and I thank him. So I know you'll understand, and thank you for your cooperation. Now, assembling ourselves tonight as commanded is the focus, and we want to just begin by thanking God for this privilege and this opportunity, because here we are brought together under these wonderful conditions of comfort to pray and to seek his face. There are a couple of items I do want to remind you of, that if God speaks to your heart tonight concerning it, you may want to pray about it with us. And the first item I'd like to remind us about is that on Mondays every week, and here's a Monday coming up, they're telling me it's some kind of President's holiday, we're fasting from Sunday evening at midnight to Monday at 6 p.m. That's every Monday. That's, we're doing that on a weekly basis. And the reason we're doing that is to not only gain strength, but to sustain the strength that we received from our last session of fasting for 21 days. You don't want to lose your edge. So we're keeping that up by fasting on Mondays from Sunday at midnight to 6 p.m. on Mondays. Then I've given out, for our assembly's sake, the book Seek God for the City, the 2014 edition, which is a prayer starter and prayer guide that we use for, some have been using it all year round, and there's nothing wrong with that. But it covers 40 days from the 5th of March until Palm Sunday. And so I gave it out actually in error, gave it out a little too early, but don't lose track of it. That session or that season begins on the 5th of March, little less than a month away from where we are right now. Then the other thing that we want to pray about, and please make a note of this so that you can actually, on your own convenience and time, your own private devotions, you can, of course, we are praying for it here too in our assembly, but we are having a special, very special leaders breakfast meeting in Newark on the 20th of February. It's a Thursday morning at 8:30, from 8:30 till about 11. And it's going to be at a place called the Willing Heart Center, and it's on 555 Martin Luther King Boulevard, and that's a property owned by Metropolitan Baptist Church, and we're being allowed to use that facility. It's a wonderful facility. That particular day. Now, our guest speaker for that day will be Dr. Charles D., better known as Chuck Pierce, Charles D. Pierce, and he's coming in from Texas, and he's going to be with us as our guest speaker. The purpose for this meeting is that the leaders and shakers in Newark, we're talking about pastors, ministers, all those who are on the ground in Newark, political leaders, elected officials, all of them are getting invitations. Those invitations are going out right now to notify them of that event on February 20 at 8:30 a.m. in the morning. And the reason we're having it there, and we could very well have it at New Gospel Tabernacle. However, we want to have the event in a neutral setting, not a church setting. And the reason is because we're reaching out to leaders across the board, across the aisle, if you will, and so that, you know, we're flying either below the politics or above it, you know, of the religious realm, if you will. So it's not at my church, it's not at your church, not at any church. It's at a neutral setting, and a wonderful breakfast, not a continental breakfast, a real breakfast, is prepared buffet style. And this event is designed to bring together leaders who can make a difference in our city concerning the spiritual atmosphere that exists over our city. There's a prince demon and a and the hierarchical force that's ruling over this city, that's asking for blood, blood sacrifices continually. And that's why we have the murder rate the way it is. And so we're doing wonderful things on the ground level in Newark. I know many ministries, many ministry networks and all of that. I'm part of some of them. And wonderful work is being done. But only so much and so far we can do and get with the prince demon still sitting on his throne. And so we are coming together to strategize and to take determined action here in this city concerning the principalities and the powers that are in place. We've asked Chuck Pierce to come in. He has an anointing for determining seasons, or rather pointing out seasons and strategies, and he does this around the world, nationally and around the world. So we want to pray for that. And then God is answering our prayer here in Newark on June 8th in Branchford Park at 4:30 p.m. There will be an assembly of the people of God in Newark. There will be over 50 churches assembled for one purpose, and that's to worship. And the accommodations is Branchford Park, right down by the lake near where the Lions are. If you've ever been down there, just right off of First Street in Newark, right off of Park Avenue there, First Street intersects with Park Avenue in Newark, right there is Branchford Park. At least that's one section of it. That's where we'll be. That's June 8th. So these are things that we must and should be praying for, because these are strategic, supernatural, divine moves of God. And of course, guess who wants and is opposing it? Satan himself. You guessed it right. So let us pray. Father, we come before you tonight because you called us to come. He says, you said in your word, you said, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Father, we seek tonight to be obedient, assemble ourselves, because the day, that special day, is also approaching. The night comes when no man can work. And Father, while it is yet day, we decided that we want to obey, follow, and pursue you. Walk with you, walk after you, dwell in your sanctuary. So we thank you today for giving us a mind to pray, a mind to put aside our agenda and come together to intercede on behalf of those things that matter to you most, because you are our Father. And we are becoming sons in the name of Jesus. Have your way. Have your way tonight among us. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, I would like to, can everyone hear me clearly?
Yes.
If you can,
yes.
Say amen.
Amen.
Oh, okay. Praise God for the clear channel. Compared to what we had last week, we had a little bit of static and disruption going on. And so most of the time, this technology works perfectly. I'm calking in. I'm connected through our studio to by a service called Skype. And some of you are familiar with Skype. And Skype is great, I would say, 98.5% of the time. And then every once in a while you can get some static, but most of the time it works fine. And then so we are on, and we thank God that we are. I would like to ask someone to pray for the leaders breakfast meeting on February the 20th. A lot of work is being placed in it. I know I'm doing a lot of work on it as well. And I'm basically the, I don't know how I landed in the spot, but I'm more or less the organizer here in Newark, the key contact and player, so to speak, with the assistance of many wonderful people of God. And I believe this is shaping up to be something awesome. And, of course, if you would like to be a part of that, just let me know. You know, if you're interested in being a part of what I consider to be a move of God. And we want to pray, and this is the point I'm making, for the outcome. And the outcome we desire to see is that the men and women of God in the city of Newark and the nearby areas, greater Newark, if you will, the East Orange, Oranges, Irvingtons, and, you know, Elizabeths and all of those wonderful towns, all greater Newark, would come together, put aside spiritual, or let's put it this way, religious differences, denominationalism, and just allow Christ to be the focus. In short, that the men and women of God, we would humble ourselves. That is the means that gives God complete freedom and authority among us to do the work that he wants to do. He will not force himself. He wants us to get out of the way voluntarily. But Newark is known as a church town, and everyone, let me put it this way, let me correct that. There are many kingdoms of a personal nature, of a carnal nature, that are impeding the work of God, and therefore legally allows the prince demons, or the prince demon and his henchmen, to stay in place, because the same spirit is found in them, pride. So we have to humble ourselves. So would one of you take up this prayer request on behalf of our city, on behalf of our youth and the children that are being decimated, shot, killed? And I cannot make this up. I've done the funerals myself. This is not something I picked up off of the news somewhere. This I know from experience. Killed in many ways. Some hit by an auto, you know, because someone's mad. That's happening all around us. And what has occurred, so much of it, that we are almost numb. We don't feel anything anymore. But tonight, God has brought us to this place. So will someone take that up? Pray for the leaders' breakfast meeting February 20th. And we would ask if the environment that has this radio or TV, if you could just bring that down so that it's not heard on this prayer cast. Okay, will someone take up that prayer request, please? And there are lots of us on tonight. Praise God. Someone can take that.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Father. Lord, we surrender all. withholding nothing, withholding nothing. Yes, Lord, we surrender, Lord, because that's what it's going to take.
Yes.
A surrendering, oh God, to you.
We submit.
To your will, oh God. Yes,
yes,
Lord. Every part, everything, oh God. Not our will, oh God, but your will. As it is in heaven, O God, let it
yes.
be done, so done,
in
people, O God, a surrendering, O Father God,
for
following
yes.
your ways, O God, taking heed, O God, to your word, O Father God. Yes,
yes.
Lord, O Lord, that the things of the world, O God, will grow dim, O Father God, and Lord,
yes,
that you will magnified in your people, oh God. Lord God, for you know, oh God, what you have given your man servant, oh God, Chuck Pierce, oh God. Oh God, a fresh word, oh Father God. But Lord, one that will ring and pierce and sit on the throne of our hearts, oh Father God. Oh Lord, it won't be us and it won't be church even as used, oh God, even a meeting as used. But Lord,
by your spirit,
there would truly be a surrenderment, oh God.
Yes.
Truly, oh God, giving it all and yielding it all. Every man, every woman that will be a participator, that will come, oh
yes,
Father God,
Lord.
That will come from the east, that will come from the west, that will come from the north, that will come from
yes.
the south. God. Yes, oh God, there will be a surrenderment, oh God, in the name of
yes.
Jesus, the outpouring, oh God, of your Spirit, oh God, that will quicken, oh Father God. Oh Lord, whatever needs to be broke will be broken, oh Father God.
Yes,
Father, in the name of Jesus,
in
the heart, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. For you know what you have planned for Newark, the great city of Newark, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And you know the spearheads, oh God, what you have set up, oh God, men and women that you are calling, oh Father God, Lord, to do a great work in you, oh God. The work is great because it'll be by your Spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, let it be less of ourselves and more of you, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, Lord, you call it, oh God, and you say, oh God, to go forward, oh God, in the power of your might, oh God. Lord, your might is much, oh God. Your might is great, oh God. Your might is awesome, oh God. In your people, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Yes, oh God. You call it, oh God, to go forth for a truth, oh God. For a nation of people, oh God. Yes, oh God. Lord, that we won't sit back, Lord, with our hands full, oh God, saying, oh, is it me? Oh, what can I do? Oh, because you have the plan, oh God. You know the plan, oh God. You have it, and you have the directions for us, oh God. We pray for that listening ear, oh God. Yes, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, that we will work wise day, Lord, in you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Yes, oh God. We give you praise. We give you praise, oh God. Oh, yes, Lord. It's not just the meat, yes, that we eat. It's not just the clothes that we wear, the cars we drive. Yes, oh God. We're not asking for that, Lord God. But we ask for a move of your Spirit, oh God. It's yours, oh God. Yes, oh God. Not even asking for houses, oh God. We need you, oh God. Yes, Lord. We ask for a move of your Spirit. Spirit, Lord, Lord, in the young as just as well as the old, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, we want you to have your way in us, oh God. Move by your Spirit, Lord. Breathe on it, oh God. Breathe a breath, oh God. Oh, a fresh anointing, oh God. For you see how the stars rise, oh God. The tides are rising, oh God. Lord, and you see the storms in everyone's life, oh God. We need a move from you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh,
yes,
Lord Jesus. Have your way, oh God. Lord, have your way. Have your way, Lord. Oh, yes,
Lord
Jesus. Oh, glory to God. thank you, Lord, even for the sisters that will be there, Lord God. They might come for one thing, Lord God, but Lord, you know what you have for them, oh God. We pray, oh God, that thing that they come in for is not of you, that they go out a different way, oh God. Lord, I have a heart for you, Lord God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Yes, Lord God. Jesus, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and for answering our prayers.
Yes, Lord.
We bless your name, Father. We bless your name. Thank you for giving us the spirit of prayer. Pray back to you what you want to have manifest in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We want to pray for the June 8th Body of Christ Assembly in Branchbrook Park. That is just that just thrills my heart that we can witness and be part of something like that here in the city of Newark. If no one believes that a battle and a war is on, that you know, you have another thing coming. Satan is fighting viciously and desperately for this city. He doesn't mind the bricks and the mortar advances that are occurring, you know, buildings going up, hotels, arenas, and condos, and all the wonderful things. All those things are wonderful. He doesn't mind that. In fact, he's saying, this is all for me. That's what he's saying. But God is interested not only in bricks and mortars, but in raising up a people in our city that worships across the aisle, across the board. And so on that day, churches of various denominations, this is not an ecumenical assembly, this is an assembly in which people come together to worship. And that is powerful. That has not happened on that scale in our city before. So prayers are being answered. And so I will ask one of our prayer team, and that's what we are. We are a team. We saw what a team can do last Sunday, didn't we? We saw what the Seahawks did as a team. They vanquished their opponents. Denver got to the game late. We thought they were never going to be in the game, but they got there late. But anyway, we asked one of the members of our prayer team to intercede, lead us in the intercession on behalf of this wonderful event. And as we intercede about it and are in agreement, we see strongholds being broken. The anointing would be so heavy that strongholds, yokes would be destroyed. The religious yokes, that's plentiful in our environment. Religion has a stronghold. We want to see that destroyed, that come down, and the prince and the demons that are over the religious stronghold that maintain that. Even as we worship, lines of differences will melt for his name's sake, and for his glory and his alone. We must pray for that. He said, pray for the city that you may have peace. Let us pray. We ask someone to lead us. Lead us, please, in prayer for the June 8th assembly of churches. I wouldn't even say churches. I would say worshipers. Worshipers in Branchbrook Park on June 8th. Someone take that up. Let God use you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Praise the name of the Lord. Most High. Thank you, Father. For this occasion. Hallelujah. Thank you for breaking down the walls. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Speak, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy. You're worthy. Shine the light. Shine the light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We ask for revelation. Thank you, Lord. Shine the light by your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Cast the light on the moment. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. By your Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Sorry for the background noise, but I would like to take this prayer. I thank you, Lord God, tonight for your grace. Lord, I thank you for your mercy.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we lift up your name on high because you are worthy of all the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise, God. We bow before you this evening humbly.
Yes, Lord.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Because you know that we are not worthy. Hallelujah. Oh, God, but because
you,
of your grace, Lord, because of your grace, Father,
hallelujah,
we come before you tonight, Lord, and lay, oh, God, this event at your feet, Lord, God, whereby, oh, God, there's going to be there some, Lord, God, of many churches,
hallelujah,
Lord, God, many worshipers, Father, God, and we'll come together in one heart, oh, God, one mind, and in one accord. Father, we thank you, Lord, God, this evening, for the promoters, oh God, of such an event, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your wisdom, Lord God. Oh God, today, and we pray tonight, Lord, that you just move by your Spirit, Lord God, upon the hearts and the minds, oh God, of all those that will be assembling, Lord God, to pray and to worship and to lift up, oh God,
Lord,
the purposes, oh God, of your kingdom, Lord God, even within the city of Newark and its surrounding area.
Hallelujah.
Lord God, tonight we just thank you, God, that you are able, Lord God, to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we might ask. Father, tonight, oh God, we believe you, oh God, that you will do a mighty work, Lord God, even through this event. In the name of Jesus, Lord,
yes,
and we give you glory, we give you the honor, and we give you all of the praise, even right now, God, that all will be well, Lord God, that we will have a perfect weather, Lord God Almighty, that everything will be well, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, to move by your Spirit. Yes, God, we ask, Lord God, a mighty move of your Holy Spirit, Lord God, touch the leaders, oh God. Touch their hearts, Lord God. Give us a word, Lord God, even on that evening, Lord God. Give us a word, Lord God. Bring a revival, Lord God, through this event, throughout the city of Newark, in the name of Jesus. Lord, and we wouldn't fail to give you the glory, to give you the honor, and give you all of the praise in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father, for
Hallelujah.
The privilege.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless
the
name
if the
Lord.
Holy Spirit has placed something on your heart that you would like us to pray about
Hallelujah.
Together, now is a good time to do that. The Holy Spirit is in our midst and He's speaking to us. He may not say the same thing to each of us, but whatever He says is what He is hearing from the Father. That's the Word. And so if He's placed something on your heart to pray for, you want to be faithful and allow God to use you to bring that forth right now in the midst of the assembly. We're an assembly, even though we're not physically together. But then we are physically together because we're all connected to the same the same unit, which is our studio. And that's God. So,
Pastor.
Welcome all of you.
Good night, Pastor.
Good evening. Welcome.
Good evening, Pastor. Good evening.
Wonderful
too.
To hear your voice. yes, speak.
This is Sister Christine, and I have a prayer request that I would like everyone on the line to reach out and pray for the Sunday school ministry. Myself, Sister Valerie, Sister Helga, Sister Denise, and all the other volunteer Sunday school teachers will be meeting at 12 noon tomorrow afternoon to come together to prepare the space and to just get everything together so that we can kick off Sunday school Sunday morning. So we are asking for prayer for God to use each one of us and for us to work in unity together to bring this event off.
Wow. That's wonderful. I know I'm looking forward to it. Because whenever you say Sunday school, it brings back so many memories for me. I mean, that's so long ago in terms of, and I'm thinking of my childhood. Oh my goodness. So I know the value firsthand of what Sunday school is and can do. So I'm excited for our community, for our church, first of all, our church family. And number two, for our community, because we have programs planned for that will extend the Sunday school reach deep into the community. And God has given us the experience and wisdom on how to do that. And so we're excited about it. And thank you, Sister Christine, for bringing that up. But you know what I will do, Sister Christine? I would. I know your heart is in this deeply. It can be heard in your voice, and no doubt, God is going to use you and the rest of the team tremendously in this. That's the next generation of leaders and worshipers. That's who they are. And so we want to pray and pray consciously that God has already given us the victory. And no matter what, we're committed to executing God's strategy and God's plan and purposes. Sister Christine, I'm going to ask you to lead us in prayer for this, because you have within you, as well as the rest of the members of the team. I know it. I sense it. I feel it. You're pregnant with this. You're pregnant, and so no better person to pray for the child than the mother. I mean, it's true in the natural,
right.
And it's certainly true in the supernatural, because you pray with an extra something. Something that nobody else can bring to it. Not that others can't pray for it and have their prayer answered, but don't get between the mother and the child.
Yes,
so I'm going to ask you to lead us in this.
All right. Father, we thank you. We praise your name. We magnify your name. We glorify your name, Lord. We give all honor and all praises to you, Lord, because all honor and all praises belong to you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for seeing us through another week, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that despite the weather and despite the little hardship of the weather, you have brought us through to this Friday evening where we could gather and call on your name to praise you and to ask what you ask of us. You ask us to pray without ceasing, Lord, and we are praying without ceasing. Father, we come with many requests tonight, and we know that all the requests and all the prayers that went forth, even the ones that weren't mentioned, Lord, will be answered, because you say that nothing good would you withhold from your children, Lord. And everything
Lord,
that
we
come to you, Lord, is good things, Lord. Things to your kingdom. Things to lift your kingdom up, Lord. Things to draw people into your kingdom, Father.
Lord.
And this evening, we come lifting up the Sunday School of North Gospel Tabernacle, Lord.
You see
the vision, Lord. You see and you know, Lord. You said to us, and it shall be given unto us. You promised us, Lord, that you would give us the desire of our heart and the desire of Pastor Gregory and the North Gospel Assembly is to go forth with this Sunday School, Lord.
Yes.
Help us, Lord, to take the vision and run with it, Lord. Give us the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding. Father, you have already equipped us.
Yes.
You have already equipped us with what we need, Lord. Just give us the vision and give us the urge and the desire to go forth as your will be done, Lord. Father, I lift up Sister Valerie. I lift up Sister Helga. I lift up the whole team, Lord. You know us by name and by nature. Father, give us what it takes. Help us to be compassionate, to be loving, to be caring. To deal with these children, Lord. Father, and I pray that you would send them in, and as you send them in, Lord, you prepare us to receive them and to teach them and to nurture them and to love them, Lord, because you said such is the kingdom of heaven, and you promised us, Lord, that to bring the little children unto you, and you will not forsake them. Father, we give you the thanks, we give you the praise, we give you the honor, because we already know that we have the victory. We already know, Lord, that it will go forth. And we come against every plan of the enemy, every spirit of the enemy, every spirit of division, every spirit of confusion, every spirit of conflict, every spirit of strife, Lord. Every lack, Lord, I ask that you provide our every need, the material, the teachers.
Jesus.
Father, you guide us. You order our steps. You show us what to do and what not to do. Lord, I know that you already have a plan for us to go forth with. And I thank you tonight for doing it. I thank you for what you have started, Lord. And I know what you have started, you are able to finish. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We praise you. Because we know, Lord, that this would be a fruitful process, a fruitful
to
yes,
our ministry, to have the community,
yes,
to have the children of the community, Lord, to take them off the street, Lord, to provide them
yes,
for them to be occupied with, not only for the Sunday school, Lord, but for throughout the year, for the summer, to give us plans and to give us ideas, Lord,
yes,
to help these parents that have nothing and nowhere to send their children during the summer. And during the weekend,
yes,
during our Saturdays, Lord, give us the ideas. Father,
yes,
I ask that you bring this whole mission to birth, Lord. Bring it
yes,
to pass, Lord. And we won't forget to give you the honor. We won't forget to give you the glory, Lord. I thank you for doing it because I know that it's already done. And I give you the praises in advance. And I give you the honor in advance, Lord, because I know
yes,
that it is already done.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory
praise
to
the name.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thy will be done.
Thank
hallelujah,
you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory
thank
to God.
You. Thank
glory
you.
To God. Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise the name. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory,
thank you,
glory, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory
praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise your name.
Thank you.
Praise your name.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Magnify
hallelujah,
your name.
Thank
you for your presence, Lord. Thank
yes,
you for your presence,
yes,
Holy Spirit.
Your
hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes,
glory
Lord.
To God. Thank you,
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Oh, glory and honor be to
hallelujah,
your name, Lord. Thank yeah, you.
Praise
God. Thank you for what you're doing, Lord. We thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy.
Yes, you're Lord worthy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the
hallelujah,
Lord.
Hallelujah. We give you the highest
hallelujah,
praise, Lord. We bow down before you, Lord.
Honor yes,
you, Lord. Praise
yes,
you, Lord. Because we know that without you, we are nothing. So, Father, we thank
yes,
you for being our everything,
thank you,
Lord.
Lord.
Thank
yes,
you for
yes,
being everything, Lord. And we come this evening, Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's all nothing. It's all nothing, Lord. We've given you everything that we've got.
Yes, Lord.
Given
yes,
you everything, Lord. You ask for everything.
Yes, Lord.
Help us to withhold anything, Lord. But to
yes,
surrender
Lord,
all to you. We surrender it all.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We surrender it all to you.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
But you
glory
said
to God,
surrender it all to you, Lord. We lay
thank
it at
the
cross, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for bless hearing our cry, Lord. We
yes,
thank you, Lord.
Lord.
We thank
yes,
you. Hallelujah. We thank
glory
you, Lord.
God.
We thank
hallelujah,
you for hearing our cry, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You,
hallelujah. Thank
you,
Lord.
We know that it's only you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord Jesus.
Mother, Lord, we know that it's you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
You are the Lord of lords. You are the King of kings. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah.
things. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Glory.
Yes.
You're worthy,
yes.
Father.
Lord, being all we are to us, Lord. Hallelujah.
We bless you. You're blessed.
Glory to your name, Jehovah.
You're blessed.
Glory
you're
to
blessed.
Your name.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, Jehovah Shalom. Glory to your name.
Standing on your word, Lord God, that we will come forth in everything that we're supposed to do, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we believe, Lord. We believe you, Lord God. We are going down with you, Lord. Because we believe in with you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for Pastor Cedric, Sister Liz, Lord God. Thank you for all our leaders, Lord God.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You. Thank you for the new Sunday school children, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for the worship team, Lord God. Thank you for the ushers, Lord. Thank you for the new musicians, Lord God. Thank you for funds that's coming in to rebuild our tabernacle, Lord
God.
Thank you, Lord. We're thanking you right now. We know that it's done, and we're giving you all the glory, all the praise.
On the praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Let it flow. Let it flow.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I must say that I'm extremely encouraged by your presence, all of you, on this podcast. And when the Lord pointed this out to me, that we should be doing this, I just didn't know what to make of it other than to follow. I said, I'll just follow and see where the Lord goes. And if you could listen up, I'm wanting to encourage you that you're being used of God. When we started this, we started our prayer cast. Of course, this is a special edition. It's a Friday night edition. But we started in the mornings at 6 o'clock, like we're doing right now and still doing, from 6 to 6:30. And when we're able to get statistics on every single connecting event, what I mean is, if someone in Ghana connects with our prayer cast, that can be seen. It's not like a radio broadcast on the through the air where you have to estimate to get statistics. Here you can actually know every single person that connects with us live or streaming, you know, because our prayer cast is recorded and is available on the internet. We are on the internet and it's recorded and it's available 24/7. Like what we are doing now, someone can go back tomorrow, next month, any time of the day, and there is the program right there. Now, I'm sharing this with you to let you know that the role that you are playing is an important one. And it may seem simple to you in that you pick up your phone and you dial in, and it seems like, well, there's a couple other people on the line. Well, no, our switchboard is lit up, mostly with our own people from our assembly. However, that's not the end of it. There are people who will listen to this and be encouraged. Maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow, maybe the next day. We don't know when. But let me say this. Since we have started back in, I can't even remember, was it May or
April?
Back, April. Since we started. April
17th?
Yeah. 2013. Yes. We're in the 21st thousand of people downloading or streaming our prayer cast. That doesn't count the people that are on live every day. That's just folk that after the fact are, or they may be listening live, but, you know, they're in some other country. They can't call like you can. You know, well, they can call, but it's expensive, you know. So I'm letting you know what God has done and what he's doing. And as Sister Christine was saying, we are a army being raised up, or at least part of it. There are members of this army that God is raising up that are in other countries. I mean, I'm getting Skype contacts from Ghana, from South Africa, from the West Indies, from other states here in the United States. I'm telling you. You know, the stats are there. It's there. So, God is just awesome. So you're being used by the Lord already. And your presence, dedication, sacrifice, and availability that you are now is what you would have wished for, that God would use you mightily. And note, you didn't have to go to Bible school or seminary. God is using you because he's raising up around the world groups that are heavily involved in prayer, because this is the move of the people of God for this season. We are the shock troops. You bring us in as to turn the battle. That'll preach. That'll preach. Amen. So don't think yourself as significant. You know, you are significant. So I'm letting you know that I appreciate your efforts, and I'm truly encouraged by your presence. I want you to know that. I mean that. Now, the benefit to you is that you're being obedient to God, because he said in his word, forsake not the assembling of yourselves. We just read the scripture on that. As the manner of some is. While God is raising up prayer assemblies, there are others who are quitting. And they're only doing a Sunday morning, if any, at all. He says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is. Some are doing it. They're not assembling. No kind of way. So how does God's program go forth when he's covenanted with himself and with us that we would be partners and co-laborers with him in the ministry of reconciliation? Ooh, awesome. One last point. Those who are sitting under our teaching know that we've been teaching on the tabernacle, and we showed how the priests entered the holiest place, stood before the golden altar, offered incense, which is symbolic of the prayers of the saints and the smoke going up. And they did that when? Morning and evening. Guess what? We're priests. We were on this morning, and we're on right now.
Amen.
Do you see what God is doing?
Yes.
Yeah. You have to really You have to meditate on that to really catch all of it and the depth and the power of that.
Mm-hmm.
And you worried about getting blessed. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. It is a blessing.
Mm. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about getting blessed. Bless God and you're blessed.
Amen.
Blessing.
Amen.
That's what we're doing. We're blessing Him by doing His bidding. Yes, He's winning this thing for His Son. He says, ask of me and I'll give you the earth and the utmost parts of the earth for a possession along with the nations.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You know, everybody that watched Super Bowl this last Sunday decided they were going to be on some side. Me, myself, I was too coward. People asked me, well, which team are you rooting for? I said, the winning team. Yeah, and I won. You know, didn't matter which one won, whoever the winner was, I was with them. You know, you're with the winner. Believe me, you're with the winner. You're with the Lord. All right, well, God bless you. And listen, I'm looking forward to seeing many of you and all of you, I would say, this Sunday for worship. When you enter our sanctuary, you may see something just a little bit strange because we've been doing some repairs to the floor in the rear of our worship space. And it'll be completed on the coming week, but we're being successful in doing what we consider to be major repairs. And then we're looking to redo the whole floor, refinish the whole floor nicely, retiling the entire space and making it really nice. So this is the beginning of that. So upon our appearance, you come into the worship space on Sunday. Well, here's a benediction for you and I that will bring us out of here in the right mood. And it's taken from Romans chapter 15 and verse 13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that ye may be, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you richly. Amen.
Good night.
God bless everyone.
Oh, my God.